Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And thank you for another wonderful day and a wonderful week ahead, Father God, as we go into Romans chapter 6. Thank you, Father God, to just help with the understanding here, Father God. Thank you for your presence with me, with each and every person listening, Father God. And Lord, and I just thank you, Father God, that we can just experience this mighty liberty, this perfect love that we have in that you have dealt with everything that hindered us from your amazing fatherly love, provision in Jesus through the power of the Holy Spirit. So, Lord, your will be done, your kingdom come this day and every day for us in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Greetings, precious family. Romans chapter 6, very much a chapter again where we just see now sin has been dealt with. It's a done deal. One died for all sins. One died for all people. God was in Christ reconciling the world unto himself, not counting their sins against them. So thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Romans 6, verses 1 to 4. What shall we say then? Well, we just through chapter 5, where we saw we have been justified. He was delivered up for our trespasses, this is Jesus, and raised for our deliverance. Therefore, we, by the faith of God, we can have peace with our God through our Lord Jesus Christ, and we can also obtain by faith getting spending time hearing from the Lord. His mercies are new every day into this grace. What is the grace? The goodness on God's heart. And what does it entail? We rejoice in the expectation of the glory of God. So no longer short, because of Jesus, the glory of God has been made available again, so we can arise and shine. Amen. In him we live and move and have our being. Okay, so are we to continue in sin that grace may abound? By no means. How can we who died to sin still live in it? Do you not know that all of us who've been baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death? We were buried, therefore, with him by baptism into death, in order that, just as Christ was raised from the dead, by the glory, the splendor, the opinion of the Father, we too might walk in newness of life. Hallelujah. And, you know, we use these verses also very much when we explain the baptism, because we see three important keys in salvation. It's believing in Jesus, calling on the Lord, receiving the Holy Spirit, and being baptized. And we need, so we explain, you know, baptism very much here with Romans 6, chapter 6. But what we need to know, our baptism in the natural, getting immersed under the water and coming up again, is a picture of the reality of what has happened to us in the heart of God. When Jesus died, we died. And when Jesus was raised up, we were raised up to now live before him and reckon ourselves dead to sin and alive to God. So the actual baptism, the dealing with our past, dealing with sin, dealing with everything, so we can have everything pertaining to life and godliness, had happened in Jesus. So baptism was just an identification. And just as we can see here, as so we agree and we say, thank you, Lord, that you died for our sins. But we don't stop there. That's where many people stop. We got to take it right through. Not only did he die for our sins, he was also raised. So we, into the presence of the Father, his blood was accepted. And a new covenant came where we could have the power of the Holy Spirit. and we can now commune with God, have the thoughts of God, so as to walk into the newness of life, the destiny, the purpose, in union with the Father and Son. Our fellowship is with the Father and Son. And so that's the bigness. We, not only did we die with him, we also have life now. The abundant life, the God quality of life, the glory we lost in Adam has now been restored in Jesus. Amen. Be blessed, arise and shine, for your light has come.